I've ordered some rain for tomorrow. The sky will be sunny but wet. Right out of nowhere, you're suddenly there. And I say, pardon me, haven't we met? I've ordered some sunshine with showers, and I've got my scenery set. Right there with a thump, our umbrellas will bump, and I'll say, pardon me, haven't we met? Accidents can happen, into one I'm gonna slide. There's a good chance in finding romance when two hearts collide. Well, I know that's just how it happened when Romeo met Juliet. Somewhere I read that Romeo said, pardon me, haven't we met? Accidents can happen, into one I'm gonna slide. There's a good chance in finding romance when two hearts collide. Well, I know that's just how it happened when Romeo met Juliet. Somewhere I read that Romeo said, pardon me. He said, pardon me, pardon me. Haven't we met?
See, I don't think you would have said that at all. I think you would have said something like, what ho, jolly passerby, hast thou seen my lover Juliet on a balcony somewhere twixt hither and thither? Well, that's what I think. Morning. Hope you are well. And welcome to the show, Beagle at Night with me, RB, in what I'm sure for many of you has been an exhausting few days, what with the coronation on Saturday and then the party in the Windsor Great Park on Sunday evening. And then, of course, yesterday was a bank holiday, as you know. Not for me, so I'm carried on working and doing all the stuff that I have to do. But it's sort of like it's time for a rest now, isn't it? So how better to do that than go back to work? Well, hey, that's me. All the usual things except one in all the usual places. I don't think we're going to have time for a story this week, but I'll see what I can work on between now and about 35 minutes' time. I just watched all of the coronation and just did not get time to prepare stuff. It's as simple as that. Sometimes things happen, what can I say? But other than that, we should be fine. I'm thrilled to the end of the program in a couple of hours' time. This is Gordon McRae for you right now. He has a rosewood spinet.
There's a rosewood spinet standing in the corner, living in the glory of the long ago. And the rosewood spinet standing in the corner tells the sweetest story when the lights are low. There were orange blossoms falling, calling, here's your wedding bouquet. I could hear them play, here comes the bride. You were mine that day. There's a rosewood spinet standing in the corner, living in the glory of the long ago. And a sweet old lady sitting in the corner, love, sweet story of the long ago. corner, living in the glory of the long ago. And a sweet old lady sitting in the corner, dreaming love's sweet story of the long ago.
Gordon McRae and singing there about a rosewood spinet. Well, if he doesn't, somebody else has to. So how's your week been? Well, my week has been fine, and no doctor's visits, only visits to the supermarket, which have proved to be unproblematical, which is nice. The weather on Saturday, I know the weather in the UK for the coronation was absolutely lousy. I have to tell you, here in Danbury, Connecticut, it was beautiful and sunny. It really was nice. We had the day that everybody in the UK really wanted, and Sunday was nice as well. And in fact, I think the whole of this week's going to be pretty good. So got up to about 74 today, which is what, 66, I don't know what it is in centigrade, doesn't really matter, does it? We'll have Bingen singing with somebody before too long, but before that, how about something from the great Judy Garland?
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago, today the world is old. You went away and time grew cold. Where is that star that shone so bright? Ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss, to slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect.
Absolutely beautiful, Judy Garland, and Last Night When We Were Young, from the album Judy, which goes back, I think, to about 1960, long time ago. What would that be? Oh my goodness, 63 years ago. Just came as a shock. All right, time now for Bing. And singing with Bing this week is his longtime road partner, Bob Hope.
The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun from Purr. Hoot a man, out of my way, who do you think you are? It's the toe of my boot, a man, if you push too far. Hoot a man, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun from Purr.
Brawny lads, whether you're poor or men of wealth, meet me in the tavern to drink my health.
Oh, who's that standing in my path?
Stand clear!
Don't you know you're face to face with Robbie McMath?
Robbie McMath!
Oh, hoot, a man, out of my way, who do you think you are? It's the toe of my boot, a man, if you push too far. Hoot, a man, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun from
I flunked Kilgallen and clouted McAllen and pretty near crippled McQueen.
McDuff used to hide, but I beat up McBride and I belted out Barney McDean.
McGraw and McGregor looked worse than a beggar and had to go home for a bath.
You'll never look nobby by making a hobby of sparring with Robbie McMath. Oh, hoot a man, out of my way, who do you think you are? It's the toe of a boot, a man, if you push too far. Hoot a man, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun from Purr.
Say, Haggis.
What is it, McMaggis?
Where are you from, laddie?
I'm from Briarcliff on the Heather. It's the station right after Thistle on the Dune. Where are you from, laddie?
I'm from Bristles on the Thigh. It comes right after shaving on the leg.
Ah, hoot a man, out of my way. Who do you think you are? It's the toe of my boot, a man, if you push too far. Ah, hoot a man, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun from Burr.
Look out!
You ready for this?
Who's that coming down the thoroughfare? The sunshine flashing on his ring, bowing left and right and here and there. That's Chester, the trombone king. He gets his shirt straight from Paris, cigarettes from the night. He talks like an eyebrow, but he plays Chicago style. He gets his shoes made in London and a real crocodile, but he plays trombone Chicago style, and he sometimes plays sweet. But sweet or hot, he's always got that real gut bucket beat. He's got a neat Latin mustache and the girls love his smile, but he plays trombone Chicago style, a trombone made in Munich, played in Chicago style. Chicago style. Chicago style. He gets his neckties from Naples and his socks from Argyle. Speaks Oxford English, but he plays Chicago style. Wears a stick pin from Rio, are you listening? You can see it for a mile. But he plays trombone
Chicago style.
And he sometimes plays sweet
Uncle Jake's weary blues.
But sweet or high, he's always got that real gut bucket beat. He likes New York for the opera and gets two on the eye. But he plays trombone Chicago style. A trombone made in Munich, played in Chicago style.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey.
A trombone played Chicago style.
That livened it up a little bit, didn't it? Hootman, and then Chicago Style from Bing Crosby, and singing with Bing this week, Mr. Bob Hope. And we'll have another Bingin' and Singing around about the same time next week.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Time now to pop over to Holger's house, and each week Holger sends me a nice tune that he thinks that I will like and you will like as well. And every week, I think Holger just excels himself, because this week is absolute pure brilliance. The song is called Liebe Kleine Schaffnerin, Little Dear Little Miss Conductor is how it translates. Whether the conductor is one of an orchestra or perhaps tram or trolley, well, I'll leave this entirely up to your thinking, but I think the music from Rudolf Karl will just about give it away.
Moment, ich kann mich ja nicht verstehen.
Das muss halt verstehen, Herr. Sie hören doch, wie lieb Ihnen die Frau das sagt. Einsteigen bitte, ruft sie jeden laut ins Ohr. Bleiben Sie bitte nicht in der Mitte, gehen Sie endlich mal vor. Liebe kleine Schaffnerin, kling, kling, kling. Sag, wo fährt dein Wagen hin? Kling, kling, kling. Liebe kleine Schaffnerin, gern bleib ich im Wagen drin. Und ich küsse dann sehr galant eine kleine entzückende, kleine berückende, Fahrkarten zwickende Hand. Und ich küsse dann sehr galant eine kleine entzückende, kleine berückende, Fahrkarten zwickende Hand.
Endstation!
Feuerwehr, Endstation. Aussteigen bitte, wir sind bei der Endstation. Doch ich bleib sitzen und nehm die 20. Vorquartier mir heute schon. Liebe kleine Schaffnerin, kling, kling, kling. So, wo fährt das Wagerl hin? Kling, kling, kling. Liebe kleine Schaffnerin, gern bleib ich im Wagen drin. Und ich küsse dann sehr galant eine kleine entzückende, kleine berückende, Vorquarten zwickende Hand. Und ich küsse dann sehr galant eine kleine entzückende, kleine berückende, Vorquarten zwickende Hand. Na, Fräulein, Sand, jetzt fahr ich mit Ihnen schon 20 Mal rund um und um. Und Sie haben noch kein bisschen was für mich übrig gehabt, ne? Wie wär's? Möchten Sie denn mal mit mir auf ein Gaserl Wein gehen? Kommen. Erst Freitag kennen Sie. Na schön, da freu ich mich bis Freitag. Dann küsse ich doch sehr galant Ihre kleine, entzückende, kleine, berückende, Vorquarten zwickende Hand. Und ich küsse dann sehr galant nicht nur ihre entzückende, kleine, berückende, Vorquarten zwickende Hand.
See, I have such a yearning right now to say, any more fares, please, plenty of room on top, but I'm not going to. It was Rudolf Karl. That was Holger's song of the week from Holger's house. Really did enjoy that. And that was called Liebe Kleine Schaffnerin, Dear Little Miss Conductor, sung in Austrian and German dialect by the actor Rudolf Karl. Hope you enjoyed that, and we'll have another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week. And Holger always listens up to this point in the program. Remember, Germany is an hour ahead of the UK, and as soon as he's heard his song go through with no problem, then he goes off to Holger's bed in Holger's house. So Holger, off you go, and I'll play this to send you on your way, part of our Remembering Iris.
say I love you. Are you sincere when you say I'll be true? Do you mean every word that my ears have heard? I'd like to know.
But the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September. November and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Three songs to remember Iris with this week. We started off with Trini Lopez and Are You Sincere? And then we had Nat King Cole with the George Shearing Orchestra and the September Song, and then Mandolin Serenade from Kenneth McKellar. And that's our Remembering Iris slot this week. Iris, who was on Angel Radio for a very long time and was instrumental in me getting on the radio station, although she never actually knew it, but it was totally down to Iris that I'm here. She sadly passed away a couple of months ago now, and we're just remembering her just a little bit more, a little bit longer here on the program. Where are we now? Round about half past the hour, into the hour, we play Beagle's Big Three. And since, we're now 7 seconds over that, let's do it.
Somewhere I'll find the someone who'll be mine.
as I planned. Somehow I'll find him somewhere and make that somewhere a wonderland. Someday
we'll be right back.
nobody else's moon up there. Not mine. Once in a while.
Big three coming this week from Lita Rosa. We started off with Somewhere, Somehow, Someday, and then in the middle there we had Not Mine, and then at the very end, Once in a While. And those three songs were suggested by Gerald, who lives up in Rickmansworth in Yorkshire. So Gerald, thank you so much for that. I really enjoyed that, and I do like Lita Rosa a lot, so double thank you to you. And if you would like to be the purveyor of music at around about this time next week with your three for Beagle's Big Three, then do please drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist, and if you want to choose the three songs like Gerald did, that's great. If you'd like me to choose them, that's fine as well. Just let us know. Now, usually at this time we have Tell Me a Story, and we sort of have a story to tell this morning. In fact, it's not me who's going to tell it. It's Dame Sybil Thorndike. And in fact, she's reading a poem, but it's quite a long poem. It's a very good poem, as it happens. It is called The Lady of Shalott.
On either side the river lie long fields of barley and of rye that clothe the wold and meet the sky. And through the field the road runs by to many-towered Camelot. And up and down the people go, gazing where the lilies blow, round an island there below, the island of Shalott. Willows whiten, aspens quiver, little breezes dusk and shiver through the wave that runs forever by the island in the river, flowing down to Camelot. Four grey walls and four grey towers overlook a space of flowers, and the silent isle embowers the Lady of Shalott. By the margin, willow veiled, side the heavy barges trailed by slow horses, and unhailed the shallop flitteth silken sailed, skimming down to Camelot. But who hath seen her wave her hand, or at the casement seen her stand? Or is she known in all the land, the Lady of Shalott? Only reapers, reaping early in among the bearded barley, hear a song that echoes cheerly from the river winding clearly down to towered Camelot. There she weaves by night and day a magic web with colors gay. She has heard a whisper say a curse is on her if she stay to look down on Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaveth steadily, and little other care hath she, the Lady of Shalott. And moving through a mirror clear that hangs before her all the year, shadows of the world appear. There she sees the highway near winding down to Camelot. There the river eddy whirls. There the surly village churls and the red cloaks of market girls pass onward from Shalott. Sometimes a troop of damsels glad, an abbot on an ambling pad, sometimes a curly shepherd lad or long-haired page in crimson clad goes by to towered Camelot. And sometimes through the mirror blue the knights come riding two and two. She hath no loyal knight and true, the Lady of Shalott. But in her web she still delights to weave the mirror's magic sights, for often through the silent nights a funeral with plumes and lights and music went to Camelot. Or when the moon was overhead came two young lovers lately wed. I am half sick of shadows, said the Lady of Shalott. A bow shot from her bower eaves. He rode between the barley sheaves. The sun came dazzling through the leaves and flamed upon the brazen greaves of bold Sir Lancelot. A Red Cross knight forever kneeled to a lady in his shield that sparkled on the yellow field beside remote Shalott. The gemmy bridle glittered free, like to some branch of stars we see hung in the golden galaxy. The bridal bells rang merrily as he rode down to Camelot. And from his blazoned baldric slung a mighty silver bugle hung. And as he rode, his armor rung beside remote Shalott. All in the blue unclouded weather, thick jeweled shone the saddle leather. The helmet and the helmet feather burned like one burning flame together as he rode down to Camelot. As often through the purple night, below the starry clusters bright, some bearded meteor, trailing light, moves over still Shalott. His broad, clear brow in sunlight glowed. On burnished hoofs his warhorse trod. From underneath his helmet flowed his coal-black curls. As on he rode, as he rode down to Camelot. From the bank and from the river, he flashed into the crystal mirror. Tirra lirra by the river, sang Sir Lancelot. She left the web, she left the loom, she made three paces through the room. She saw the water lily bloom, she saw the helmet and the plume. She looked down to Camelot. Out flew the web and floated wide. The mirror cracked from side to side. The curse is come upon me, cried the Lady of Shalott. In the stormy east wind straining, the pale yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his banks complaining, heavily the low sky raining over towered Camelot. Down she came and found a boat beneath a willow left afloat, and round about the prow she wrote, the Lady of Shalott. And down the river's dim expanse, like some bold seer in a trance, seeing all his own mischance, with a glassy countenance did she look to Camelot. and at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain, and down she lay. The broad stream bore her far away, the Lady of Shalott, lying, robed in snowy white that loosely flew to left and right, the leaves upon her falling light. Through the noises of the night, she floated down to Camelot. And as the boat head wound along the willowy hills and fields among, they heard her singing her last song, the Lady of Shalott. Heard a carol, mournful, holy, chanted loudly, chanted lowly, till her blood was frozen slowly and her eyes were dark and holy, turned to towered Camelot. For ere she reached upon the tide, the first house by the waterside, singing in her song she died, the Lady of Shalott. And the tower and balcony, by garden wall and gallery, a gleaming shape she floated by, dead pale between the houses high, silent into Camelot. Out upon the wharfs they came, knight and burgher, lord and dame, and round the prow they read her name, the Lady of Shalott. Who is this? And what is here? And in the lighted palace near died the sound of royal cheer, and they crossed themselves for fear, all the knights at Camelot. But Lancelot mused a little space. He said, "She has a lovely face. God in his mercy lend her grace, the Lady of Shalott."
Vous, c'est près de vous que j'oublie le monde.
Vous, c'est dans mon ciel une étoile blonde. Je prends avec ferveur dans la douceur de votre voix qui m'entraîne, ce qui chasse ma peine.
Vous, ce mot charmant, plus léger que l'onde.
Vous, en l'écoutant, nos cœurs se répondent.
Et je le dis chaque soir.
une chanson en française, and it was called Vœux from Daniel Darrieux and Pierre Mingonde. And before that, from Dame Sybil Thorndike, we had The Lady of Shalott. A little tell us a story this week. She did. She told us the whole story of the Lady of the Old Onions. Thank you to Sybil. Now, let's see. What should we do that? We've either got now Donald Pierce, Mitchell Torok, or Billy Cotton, and I'm not totally sure which one is which because I've labeled everything incorrectly. I think this is going to be Donald Pierce.
Jiggling all around the moon. All that kiss makes you dream of fairies. Then you hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of angel cake? Nights like this have a swell reaction. What's the big attraction? All that kiss.
Go jiggling while the stars are wiggling all around the moon. Oh, that kiss makes you dream of fairies when you hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of angel cake? Nights like this have a strange reaction. What's the big attraction? Oh, that kiss!
Cotton and Ooh That Kiss. Once it starts, I know what it is, but I've labeled all of these songs wrong. So now this is either going to be Mitchell Torok or Donald Pierce, and I'm pretty sure that it is Donald Pierce this time.
Take this heart, I offer you, take this heart, I offer you, take this heart, I offer to you, I offer to you.
Take this heart I offer you so gladly.
This heart I offer you.
Take this heart that beats for you so madly.
Take this heart that beats so true.
Take this heart that needs you oh so badly. Take this heart but handle it with care. It's a mighty big with lots of room. Strong as it can be, but still it might just up and break if I handle carelessly. Take this heart, leave all the rest behind you.
take this heart and happiness will find
this
you.
So
take this heart, but once more I'll remind you. Take this heart, but handle it with care. It's a mighty big with lots of room and strong as it can be. But still it might just up and break if I handle carelessly. So take this heart, leave all the rest behind. Take this heart and happiness will find you. Take this heart, but once more I'll remind you. Take this heart, but handle it with care.
This heart, I offer you, take this heart. I offer you,
take this heart, but handle it with care.
Mitchell Torrock and Take This Heart, which means I know this one now is indeed Donald Pierce.
Have to get up in the morning, thank you, I'm all right. While you're all mucking about in the dawning, I'll be sleeping tight. Don't have to listen to the sergeant's bawl. While I'm on my 7 days, I'll be singing, bless them all, 'cause I'm all right. Don't have to get up in the morning, thank you, I'm all right. I've been on fatigue, marched for leagues and leagues, till my poor old feet are black and blue. I've been scrubbing floors, I've been humping stores, now my 7 days are due. I'll blow a kiss to the sergeant while I'm on my way, and as I pass the barracks square, the boys will hear me say, ho, 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 I'm all right. Don't have to get up in the morning, thank you, I'm all right. Have to get up in the morning, thank you, I'm all right. While you're all mucking about in the dawning, I'll be sleeping tight. Don't have to listen to the sergeant's bawl. While I'm on my 7 days, I'll be singing, you know the words, 'cause I'm all right. Don't have to get up in the morning, thank you. Thank you, thank you, I'm all right.
Good for him, Donald Pierce, and I'm all right. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley, here on Angel Radio. We're on FM in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth, various DAP multiplexes around the UK and, of course, around the world on the internet, and you can get details of how to listen on the internet at angelradio.co.uk. So if you've just joined us, welcome to the program. You've missed an enjoyable first hour. Well, at least I think it was enjoyable. I hope those of you that were listening think it was enjoyable. And we've got another good hour coming up as well. So if you have just joined us, just come in from work or out partying or being busy or visiting friends or family, settle down and relax. And the first thing that we're going to do is have a little bit of posh. This is where we do something that is out of character with the rest of the program. but it fits in nicely in this little segment, one of the few segments that I think has been going since we started this program way back when. So as I say, settle back and relax, and I think you're going to really like this piece of music. Well, regular listeners will know that I do like a little bit of opera myself. That would definitely be a two martini opera for that song. We heard Gabriela Benakova and the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with an excerpt from the opera Ruzalka, and that was Song to the Moon. Absolutely beautiful, and a lot of people have recorded that, a lot of great opera stars. Well worthwhile having a flick through iTunes or Amazon Music or any other music providing service that doesn't charge anything to just have a listen to some of the options that are out there for that song. Really great, really like that a lot. And I searched out on YouTube as well, and some of the stories from people who have heard that piece of music, or when they heard that piece of music for the first time, are actually very, very touching, including one who heard it on an early morning radio program. So there may be hope for me after all. Anyway, that was our little bit of posh for this week, and we'll have another little bit of posh around about the same time next week. I think we're still keeping it posh. Here's Henry Mancini and his orchestra with a song. Well, it's called Mona Lisa. How bad could it be? Thank you. when you take a song as good as Mona Lisa and then take an orchestra that's led by Henry Mancini, and you know you got a hit on your hands, right? That was, of course, Mona Lisa, and a very, very nice version of it as well. Time now for Day at Night here on Beagley at Night, and this is quite simple. We play Doris Day at Night. Couldn't get simpler than that, could it?
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live 'neath your spell. You do that voodoo that you do so well. For you do something to me that no could do. Ooh.
something to me that nobody else could do.
Three songs this week from the great Doris Day. The first one came from the album With a Smile and a Song, and that was the old 78 RPM version as well, Imagination. And after that we had two songs from the 57 album Day by Night, You Do Something to Me and I See Your Face Before Me. And we'll have another, at least a couple of songs from Doris Day around about the same time next week right here on Beagley at Night.
Entertains and syncopates, Angel Radio informs and educates, Angel Radio inspires and stimulates. Now don't you forget, turn to Angel Radio, music and memories.
I'd climb the highest mountain if I knew that when I climbed that mountain biggest river. If I knew that when I swam that river, I'd find you. Without you, dear, my life means nothing to me, no matter where you are. That's where I want to be. I'd pray to get to heaven, 'cause I know that if I got to heaven, I'd find you. Without you, dear, my life means nothing to me, no matter where you are. That's where I want to be. I'd pay the price of sorrow if I only knew that some tomorrow I'd find you.
No longer Ricky Nelson, he was Rick Nelson when he recorded that I'd Climb the Highest Mountain. And I think I'm getting everything confused. Wasn't he with Ozzy and Harriet? Was that the name of the program, or was it Leave It to Beaver? I can't quite remember. I thought there was a lot of Nelsons in it, but I may just be getting everything completely and utterly wrong, so just ignore what I'm saying. Those of you who have been listening for a long time do anyway, so it's probably safest bet. Just stick around for the music of That You Can Rely. Bert Rorten and his Havana Band and heading for home here on Angel Radio. It was in last week's, I think it was last week's mid-morning show when Bill in Brentford mentioned the fact that we don't play much of Mel Torme, certainly in the programs that I do, and he felt that Mel was worth a little bit more, and I agree with him. So, Bill, here's some more Mel Torme.
Bells are ringing. Paris weeps, and the world is old. From a million lips, there's no singing. Paris greets the morning with a flower in her hair. In the evening sings a love song everywhere. Once you've danced on the Paris skies, you have left your heart in her keeping. Once you've known every sweet surprise, feel her joys and her weeping. Paris, friend and lover, you were so light-hearted then. Someday I'll discover Paris smiling once again.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to spring. Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you done to my heart?
Suddenly hooked on Paris. That was April in Paris from Billie Holiday, the little sparrow. And before that we heard Mel Torme, and I can't tell you what that is because I forgot to write it down. Hold on a minute, I'll see if I can find it quickly. No, it's gone. I'll find it.
Angel Radio, part of the family.
Paris Smiles, there you go. I knew I'd find it eventually, and that was Mel Torme. Now you know why we have jingles. Cover up a multitude of sins. Trust me. Yeah, basically every time you hear a single on the program, it means I've messed something up. And I think we've had three jingles this week, so don't be rude.
Little bright-eyed doll down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I met my little bright-eyed doll down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
I worked my courage up and asked her for a little kiss.
Well, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I asked her for a little kiss.
Well,
down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
She said, have patience, little man, I'm sure you'll understand. I hardly know your name. I said, if I can have my way, maybe some sweet day,
my name and yours will be the same.
And I could see I'd wed my little bright-eyed doll
down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I wed my little bright-eyed doll down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
She said, have patience, little man, I'm sure you'll understand. I hardly know your name. I said, if I can have my way, maybe some sweet day, my name and yours will be
the same. She smiled at me and I could see
I'd wet my little bright-eyed doll
down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I wet my little bright-eyed doll down by the riverside,
down,
down,
down, down,
down
by the riverside.
Whoa. Physical culture is inseparable from the sun and the open air, and that probably explains the current craze for nudism. And it's nice to know that these dedicated nudists can find time, even among the hurly-burly of nut cutlets and volleyball, for a little old-fashioned romance.
Una.
Oh, Charles, you recognized me?
Yes. I never forget a face. How lovely to see you again.
And you, Charles.
How do I look? Do I look different?
Well, you've aged, Charles. And yet, you still got that boyish twinkle.
Funny, our marriage never worked out.
Funny, though, that we never got a divorce.
Oh, perhaps we half knew, half hoped, half thought, half dreamed, half guessed, that somewhere, somehow, sometime, some way
we'd what, Charles?
I'm afraid I've forgotten.
Do you remember when we last met at the nudist's masked ball?
Yes. And we didn't recognize each other until midnight when we took our masks off.
It was a fancy dress ball.
I wore an eye patch and went as Lord Nelson. Yes, I think it was Lord Nelson.
Well, you weren't Lady Hamilton.
And now we meet again, naked as nature intended us.
Yes. Oh, Charles, how people stare, though.
Oh, let them stare. Haven't they ever seen two nudists before?
No, not like this. Not in the grill room of the Ritz.
The trend in the theatre continues towards the 30s. Following the revival of Noel Coward's plays such as Private Lives and Hay Fever, comes yet another revival, Private Fever. And here is an excerpt.
Happy, Charles?
Ecstatically. Incredibly. And yet, somehow sad. And you, Fiona?
I'm sad too. Heartbreakingly, poignantly, unutterably sad, and yet somehow happy.
Yes. I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. And now it's over between us. Finally, irrevocably, indisputably, ultimately, inexorably over.
Yes. I've sensed it too.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes. I know. Even in spite of what happened between us at Biarritz.
Yes.
And Cannes.
Yes.
And on the Maharaja's yacht at Tobago.
Yes, yes.
And on the terrace of the casino at San Remo.
Yes.
And in the doorway of that horse meat shop in Ball's Pond Road.
Even in spite of that. In fact, perhaps in some unutterably poignantly incredible way, because of that.
Then, this is goodbye?
Yes.
Oh, God, Fiona. You're sending me out of your life forever.
Yes, Charles, I am. It's better this way. Please, please. Please go now, my darling.
But, Fiona...
No. Don't say anything. Just walk away from me. Don't look back. Please, my darling, please. Don't look back.
Goodbye.
To look back.
Don't whisper things to me you don't mean, for words deep down inside can be seen by the night. The night has a thousand eyes, and it knows a truthful heart from one that lies.
walking through a dream. For I knew that I would find this moment supreme. A night of bliss and tender sighs, and the smiling dawn of a thousand eyes. The night has a thousand thousand eyes. The night has a thousand eyes.
Dolores Gray and The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. And before that, we had a couple of clips from Charles and Fiona. Charles being Hugh Paddock and Fiona the great Betty Marston. From Around the Horn, and the first one that we heard was Nudists from the third series of Around the Horn, and then we went back to the first series with Don't Look Back. So I hope you enjoyed that little bit of comedy, and if you fancy some more comedy, well, here's some right now.
Morning, girls. Good morning, sir. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think it's about time you left and got a job?
I can't.
Oh, why not?
Well, I don't know enough.
Well, don't you think it's about time you learned something?
Don't you think it's about time you taught me something?
Yeah, cool, Lemmy. I like that. I've taught him all I know.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Oh, is it? Well, have you done your homework?
Yes.
What was yours?
Physics.
Physics? I mean, you're getting on, aren't you? What's yours?
I'll have a pint.
Thank you. I'm talking about your homework.
Oh, there it is.
Ah, right. Yes. Yeah. Well, where are all the answers?
I couldn't do them.
You couldn't do them?
No.
Why not?
I was out courting.
Out courting? I mean, who told you to go out courting?
My mother.
Well, did she? Well, next time that happens, your mother can do your homework. What did she say yours was?
Physics.
Physics?
Yes.
Ah. Have a look at it. Let me see. Matter is constructed of molecules and atoms. The atom consists of a central
nucleus.
Nucleus. I know. Right, don't tell me. The atom consists of a central nucleus surrounded by electrons which revolve in orbits around the nucleus. The number of electrons in any atom determines the matter. The nucleus consists of a positive charge of electricity, and the electrons consist of negative charges which balance the positive charge contained in the nucleus. For instance, the atom of lithium consists of a nucleus and three electrons, but if one electron is driven off, it then becomes an atom of helium. If the atom could be split by reducing the number of electrons in this way, it would create an endless source of power and of a potential too large to estimate. Yes. Warm today, isn't it?
Oh, never mind that. Is that right?
Huh?
Is that right?
Search me. Oh, you mean, is this correct?
Yes.
The atom of the nucleus is a positive charge of electricity.
Is it wrong?
Yes. There should be a comma there.
I mean, is the theory right?
Well, it's not bad. It might be a bit thicker on the downstrokes.
I don't think you know anything about it yourself.
About what?
About the construction of matter.
The what?
The construction of matter.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh. Oh, well, in that case, I do know something about it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Oh, right. Well, how do they split the atom?
How do they what?
How do they split the atom?
How do they split the atom?
Yes.
Yes, well, well, that depends, doesn't it? I mean, it depends whether they want to split it with the grain or against the grain.
You're talking rubbish.
Oh, am I?
Not half.
Well, do you know how they split the atom?
I do.
Oh, well, as long as you're so clever, you tell us.
All right. Well, first of all, they fill a vacuum tube with gas.
Yes.
Then they fire hydrogen alpha particles through the tube by electricity using 400,000 volts.
Yes. How much?
400,000 volts.
400,000 volts?
Yes.
Yes, that's a lot, isn't it?
It is.
Remind me, I want a new battery for my torch.
They fire the particles at the atom at a speed of 5,200 miles a second.
5,200 miles a second?
Yes.
Good heavens, 400,000 volts.
That's right.
And 5,200 miles a second?
Yes.
At the atom?
At the atom.
And they only split it?
Yes. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah, what's it going to do with all this, Smith?
It explains the construction of matter.
Well, we know all about that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Got it.
What?
Yes. Right. Well, what's this desk made of?
Huh?
What's this desk made of?
What's that got to do with it?
I'm asking you, what's this desk made of?
Well, it's made of wood, of course.
Yes, I know that, but what's wood?
Huh?
What's wood?
What's wood?
Yes.
What's wood?
What's wood?
No, you can't say that. What's wood? I mean, no.
Yeah, it's a...
you could say, who would, or where would.
No. What is wood?
Oh, you mean, how do we get the wood?
How do we get the wood?
Oh, that's simple. You put a seed in the ground, up comes a tree, and there's your wood. It all depends what seed you put in as to what would come up. What seed you put in?
Yes. Up comes the tree, but we only call it wood.
Well, you've got to call it wood, haven't you?
No.
Why not? You can't call it anything else.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Well, surely you must give it by its proper name. You can't call it tripe, can you?
Why not?
Eh?
Why not?
Why not?
Yes.
This is why not.
Well, why not?
Here you are. Shut up.
Listen, when you're talking about the construction of matter, one name is good as another. It doesn't matter whether it's tripe, wood, or your head. It's all the same. You see the...
Wait a minute. Was there something behind that last remark of yours?
No. You see, the name doesn't count.
Oh, yes, the name does count.
Oh, no.
Certainly.
No.
Well, as you know, I couldn't say to you, sit down at your tripe and have some stewed wood.
Why not?
Well, you wouldn't eat it. It's silly.
Well, why not?
You shut up. Wood is wood and tripe is tripe.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Fundamentally, it's the same.
What?
Fundamentally, it's the same.
It's the same?
Yes.
What's the same?
Tripe.
Same as wood?
Same as wood.
Tripe's the same as wood?
Yeah.
Well, none of it's cooked properly, it isn't.
you're hopeless. Listen. What holds it together?
Eh?
What holds it together?
What holds it together?
Yes.
Why, the cow.
The cow? What are you talking about?
Tripe. Well, you can't have tripe to take the cow apart, can you? I mean, that's simple mathematics.
No,
I mean, anybody knows.
No. What holds anything together? Anything, everything, him.
Him? Now, you've got me beat now. I think a pair of old braces, I should imagine.
Listen.
Yeah.
Matter is held together.
Now, listen to this.
Yeah.
You might learn something that might be useful to you in afterlife.
It won't be any use to me.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to be a sailor.
Yeah. Well, go over there and practice the hornpipe. Yes, what were you saying?
Listen, matter is held together by the mutual attraction of the electrons and the nucleus in the atom.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, what about the tripe?
It's the same with tripe.
Yes, that's what I think.
Eh?
That's what I think.
What about?
About all this.
Well, what about it?
It's tripe.
There you are. What's going to try and do any scientific subjects with this idiot sitting here? It's going to be a waste of time. I've got the faintest idea of what I'm talking about. In any case, who asked you to write all this stuff?
You did.
When?
Last night. Yes, when I said, what shall I do for homework? You said the construction of matter.
I said what?
The construction of matter.
Construction of matter?
Yes.
I said it doesn't matter.
Well, I wish you'd speak plainly. You'd save me a lot of trouble. I had to copy all that out of a book.
Oh, you copied it out of a book?
Yes.
I thought you discovered all that yourself.
No.
Oh, anybody can copy it out of a book. Why, you could do that, couldn't you, Harbottle?
Yes.
Yes, if you could write. Well, good heavens, it's playtime already.
Yes, and it's opening time, too.
No, is it?
Yes.
Oh, fancy that.
As if you didn't know.
Yeah, that'll do. That's quite enough of you.
And now, youngsters, this is swinging the alphabet. It's singing the consonants against the vowels A, E, I, O, U. Consonant we start with is B.
B A bay, B E B, B I bicky by, B O bo, bicky by bo, B U boo, bicky by bo boo. C A say, C E C, C I sicky si, C O so, sicky si so, C U sue, sicky si so sue. D A day, D E D, D I dicky die, D O do, dicky die do, D U do, dicky die do do. F A fay, F E fee, F I ficky fi, F O fo, ficky fi fo, F U foo, ficky fi fo foo. H A hey, H E he, H I hicky hi, H O ho, hicky hi ho, H U who, hicky hi ho ho. K A K, K E K, K I kicky kai, K O ko, kicky kai ko, K U ku, kicky kai ko ku. N A nay, N E nee, N I nicky nye, N O no, nicky nye no, N U nu, nicky nye no nu. R A ray, R E ree, R I ricky rye, R O ro, ricky rye ro, R U ru, ricky rye ro ru.
Time for me to G-I-O go. I'll be back next week, all being well. Till then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week. From me, R.B., may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
La da 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 da, la da da da. The Golden Gate, from the top of the mark, the lights below, like jewels in the dark. I trade you every memory for the pleasure of her company. The fun of taking a cable car ride, the lonely steamer that waits for the tide. I'd give you all these cheerfully for the pleasure of her company. Sometimes, when we're just dining, a sandwich seems like such a treat. There are no candles, but still they're shining. They start to gleam when our eyes There are some pleasures we mortals can't know. They're known to angels alone. Even so, I'm sure the angels envy me the pleasure of her company.
sure.